assisting the family with their arrangements. For Eric Coe, 80, of Richland Center.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showroom from Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We're getting a little hint of sunshine at this hour. It is 63 degrees at 8 o'clock. The news from ABC is sponsored by The Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Chinese state media says the scheduled call between President Xi and President Trump is taking place right now. One issue expected to be the future of TikTok. President Trump said Thursday,
"We're pretty close to a deal. We may do an extension with China, but it's an extension based on the same terms that we have right now, which are pretty good terms."
I was in the UK, and on his way back to the US, the president told reporters that broadcasters that criticize him should lose their licenses. The CDC's vaccine advisory panel will vote today on any changes to hepatitis B vaccine schedules. That's a day after Robert Kennedy Jr.'s handpicked panel changed the recommendation for the measles, mumps, rubella chickenpox shot to split into two doses and not be given to children under four. Today, the House and Senate expected to vote on short-term government funding measures, but Republicans and Democrats each have issues with different aspects of the plans. That means an October 1st government shutdown is possible. This is ABC News. Former Vice President Kamala Harris originally wanted to choose then-Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg as her running mate, but decided it would be too risky to have a gay man on the ballot. That's according to an excerpt from her forthcoming book obtained by The Atlantic. Buttigieg was in his home state of Indiana Thursday. He took part in a protest against Republican redistricting plans that are encouraged by President Trump ahead of next year's midterms. Democratic State Senator Andrea Hurley said in the State House in Indianapolis,
"Governor Mike Braun should be less worried about relationships with politicians out in D.C. and should be more concerned with making life better for Hoosiers."
Future Hall of Fame baseball player Clayton Kershaw announced Thursday he'll retire after this season. The pitcher has spent his entire 18-year career with the Los Angeles Dodgers. He won the Cy Young Award three times and the National League MVP. He'll make his final regular season home start tonight against the San Francisco Giants. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hi, WRCO listeners. Do you have a costume for your little trick-or-treater yet? At the Creative Outlet, we have costumes of all sizes, tagged with resale prices, and some of them even still have the original store tags on them. Come check out our Halloween selection of costumes and other seasonal decorating goodies before they disappear. The Creative Outlet is located on Court Street in Richland Center, and we are ready to help your family enjoy this Halloween.
At Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we know home isn't built in a day, it's built in the little moments, movie nights, family dinners, and mornings at the cabin. That's why we're more than just a furniture store. We're your hometown partners for every room, every home, every season of life. From durable everyday pieces to stylish designs for your getaway, you'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where small town trust meets big city style. Visit us today in downtown Richland Center.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, beef crossbred calves were steady, while the Holstein bull calves were higher. The Holstein bull calves sold from $9.30 to $11.50. Beef crossbred calves, mostly heifers, sold from $10.40 to $15 by the pound. Slaughter cows were stronger, selling from $1.10 to $1.46. Bulls $1.65 to $1.75. Due to the Biola Horse and Colt Show, our next feeder sale will be on Friday, September 26th. Early consignments include 36 beef steers and heifers, 825 pounds, 11 Jersey steers, 600 pounds, 10 black steers, 850 to 9, 7 Holstein steers, weighing 9, 6 black steers, 1,000, 12 black steers and heifers, 500 pounds, and 5 crossbred heifers, 500 pounds. 3 black cows, bred 3 months, also will be there. We expect more consignments coming up. We need some rain to refresh our pastures. The grass is drying up. This may cause the fall run of pasture cattle move earlier than I had expected. Contact us at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola if you have packages of cattle to sell this fall. One of us will come out to your farm to give you an idea of what you could expect for your cattle at our sales.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. Hosea 7:16. One year a man went to Alaska to hunt bear and made extensive preparations for success. He even collected discarded pastries from donut shops to use as bait, compressing them in a trash compactor for transport. While the donuts were an interesting part of his preparation, he paid special attention to his bow, ensuring it was in top condition. Just as a deceitful bow may appear good but fail to hit its target, the people of Israel sometimes appeared to serve God but were not honest in their hearts. We must ensure our lives are aligned with God's will, offering sincere prayers and worship. By submitting our wills to God and following His lead, we can be sure of being straight and true in His eyes. Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like we're in for some cloudy, humid, and wet weather off and on here the next 3 or 4 days. Thanks to a large low-pressure system currently centered in South Dakota, it will just slowly move to the east the next couple of days and bring us waves of showers. A few thunderstorms could be mixed in at times as well. However, it does not look like severe weather will occur with this particular weather system, but still some locally heavy rain possible at times. Generally thinking a good inch to an inch and a half should fall through Monday, with a few spots possibly getting over 2 inches. Temperatures, meanwhile, will stay relatively mild here, a few degrees above normal, cooling down to close to normal as we get toward the mid portion of next week. Here's that forecast for today. Generally dreary and humid with some off and on showers, possibly a thunderstorm. High temperature about 76. Wind out of the east-southeast near 10 miles per hour. Occasional showers tonight, maybe a thunderstorm mixed in early, low at 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, still humid. Scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high near 74. And the wind southeast to south at 5 to 10. Saturday night, more rain, low temperature 57. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a few showers or thunderstorms possible, high in the mid-70s. Monday, mostly cloudy and still rather warm with a low of 57, high of 78. There's a 50% chance of showers at times, maybe a thunderstorm. Tuesday overall looks drier, but still a few passing light showers and mostly cloudy skies. Low 57, high 74. Finally, more sunshine on Wednesday. Partly sunny, low 56 with a high of 72. And Thursday looks like a nice fall day with a mix of sun and clouds. Low 49 with a high at 71. You have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Presently, temperatures remain at the low 60s. We had a high of 87 yesterday. Did have a trace of rain. There were some areas that had a little bit more than that yesterday. 94, the record high for September 19th. It goes back to 1955. And the record low, 29, was established in 1959. Last year's high, 84, and the low, 52. Sunset will occur at 5 minutes after 7 tonight. Sunrise time tomorrow morning on Saturday morning, 6:46. Barometer steady at 29.98. And our low temperature has been hanging out in the low 60s this morning. It is 61 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports. Good morning. It's sports time. We have lots of stuff to take a look at. The fifth week of the high school football preview, details from last night. And Mike Clemens checks in with a look at Wisconsin sports as well. This update is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment and Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports in Southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Center girls volleyball team won 3-2 over River Valley last night. The match was a typical battle between the two schools, with large momentum swings all the way through the two-hour battle. For the Hornets, it was the team's third conference match in a row that went 5 sets, and this was the first one they were able to come out on top. Both teams are now 2-2 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Richland Center won the opener 25-19 before River Valley enjoyed a 25-15 win. The Hornets survived the third set with a 25-23 victory. The Blackhawks won the fourth, 25-17, and the Hornets built a large lead in the third before holding on to a 15-10 win to take the match. Senior Danica Pauls helped lead the way with 3 kills and an ace in the fifth set to put the Hornets over the top. Sophomore Ella Clements had a key point to help the Hornets get the win. Sophomore Brooklyn Stokes helped River Valley with an impressive 7 kills in the third set. And junior Ella Myers set the tone with several key kills and a couple of impressive blocks in River Valley's wins. The Blackhawks won the JV1 match 2-1 in the early contest at the River Valley High School gym. Following Richland Center's 3-2 win, they will play in the Baraboo tournament this weekend before returning to conference play next week. River Valley has a tough week next week, playing Dodgeville and Platteville during its homecoming week. Elsewhere in volleyball from last night, it was Platteville getting the win by sweep over Dodgeville and Lancaster in 4 sets over Prairie du Chien. Kickapoo was a winner by sweep over Weston, and Lafarge Youth Initiative defeated Weston 3-2. Waseca Steuben, 3-2 over North Crawford. Highland took Potosi Cassville in 4 sets. It was a win last night for River Ridge over Cassville in 3. Hillsboro swept Nisida. Waniwak Center a winner by sweep over Bangor. It was cashed in 3-0 over New Lisbon. Cambridge beat Wisconsin Heights 3-0. In boys soccer, River Valley was a winner, 2-1 over Dodge Point. Platteville-Lancaster defeated Prairie du Chien 10-0. Columbus, 2-0 over Reedsburg. Wisconsin Dells beat Wautoma Wild Rose 11-0. And Baraboo was an 8-0 winner over Portage Poinette. There was a big event last night in Boscobel, the Greg Bell Memorial Night Meet for cross-country teams. Here's a look at some of the results. Monroe is the top team overall. Richland Center Ithaca ran to second place, very close second behind Monroe. And RCI was led by freshman Owen Dreyer, who again broke a school record with a time of 16:08. He was third in the meet. Clayton Lee was fourth with a time of 16:17. Ryan Stadler was 13th, and Robert Budden was 25th, Kiernan Culver 37th, Devin Woodhouse 65th, and Brayson Garcia-Boland was 68th. Dodgeville Mineral Point was the third-place team with a second-place finish for Johnny Robinson, and Gabe Engel was seventh. Boscobel's Bodie Bright was their top runner, taking ninth, and the Bulldogs took fourth as a team. Kickable Farge was ninth. Landon Turgeson, their top runner, he finished 11th in the meet. Hillsboro was 12th as a team. Dominic Kirkpatrick was 15th. River Valley was the 18th-place team. Nathan Hamilton, their top runner, he was 50th overall. Ramsey Amble was their next fastest runner, followed by Carl Fair, Alec Wagner, and Bennett Woodhouse. Riverdale was the 20th team overall. Wyatt Schramm was 87th at the meet. Clark Chilson, Kalen Williamson, Dylan Topper, Mark Wilkie, and Hunter Rowan ran for the Chieftains. Also in girls' results, Monroe was the top area team. Also it was Dodgeville Mineral Point taking 10th. Peyton Christopher was their top runner. She ran it in the 21st fastest time. Brianna Wasley was 52nd. River Valley's Molly Moss, their top runner. The Blackhawks took 12th overall. Aubrey Anlicker was 39th. Heidi Heglin, 84th. Reagan Sackett was 91st. Richland Center Ithaca girls were 13th. Pearl Fretz was 40th in the meet. Adeline Lawless, 74th. Ava Martin, 75th. And Lacey Albon, 95th. Kickaboo Lafarge was the 14th place team. Their fastest runner was Katie Rando, 60th overall. Kendall Andelsick and Kobe Andelsick ran 61st and 62nd at the meet. Riverdale was the 15th place team. Mallory Meese was 32nd. Melody Williamson, 36th. Olivia Meese, 94th. And Millie Schneider, 97th among the many runners. Boscobel was 16th place as a team. Maddie Kinnett was 53rd. Aubrey Seep, 73rd. Nakia Stitzer, 85th. And Hannah Dilly was 90th at the Greg Bell Memorial Night Meet for cross-country runners. High school football this week. Richland Center is home against Platteville. It's a conference matchup for Coach Andrew Troxell and the team.
They've had a couple shootouts. You know, the Prairie shootout, that was down to the wire, right? And they were just lost that one going for two, you know, putting up 40 points. You know, the Lancaster game, I mean, you're talking a lot of points in that game, back-and-forth matchup. So, you know, you can look at that one of two ways, right? You can look at that as they're explosive offensively, or the defense just isn't showing up, you know, in either of those contests. So that's one thing that we're going to throw some stuff at them that they have not seen in the first 4 weeks of the season, hopefully to kind of slow down that momentum. And then offensively, you know, if you're going to allow that many points scored, we're going to take advantage of it where we can. So I think our offensive plan is solid, you know, and couple that with a defensive strategy, you know, it should hopefully take them out of their element of just being kind of a run and gun and kind of going forward here.
Well, the game on WRCO Radio tonight, Platteville at Lancaster. Elsewhere in the conference, River Valley at Lancaster. Here's the Blackhawks coach, Tyler McLean.
Grady Sheen kind of told us we're not going to allow you to run the ball, so we were able to throw the ball a little bit more. That's still something we want to continue to improve. A lot of that does fall on the shoulders of our quarterback, Lucas Klein, who's been improving every week with that. And then even again, I got to mention the guys up front as well. You know, if that is trying to create lanes for the run game, then blocking their butts off when it comes time to throw the ball for the pass. Defensively, just the thing that we've been really focusing on the whole year is just tackling. I think each and every week we're improving and getting better about it. Sometimes our old habits come out and hurt the best of us. But at times, you know, we're still seeing a lot of improvement in that area, and we'll continue to improve that each and every week.
Dodgeville will be at Prairie du Chien and Broadhead Judah at New Glarus tonight. In the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Hillsboro at Royal, Brookwood at New Lisbon, Bangor at Nisida, and Cashton at Ithaca. Here's Bulldogs co-head coach David Klang.
Like last year, they were kind of a rebuilding kind of sense, but this year most of their guys are back in their position of players. Are pretty solid, and they're kind of throwing some new wrinkles on defense. They historically have been kind of a 3-3 stack, and now they're throwing some four looks into it. So we got to prepare for two different types of defenses because we don't know which one they're going to run against us. So that kind of just makes it a little bit more unknown, but just more preparation and more understanding for our guys to get things down before Friday.
Elsewhere, Potosi Cassville's at Boscobel, Pecatonica Argyle at Wauzeka Seneca, Southwestern at Cuba City, Benton Scales Mount Scholesburg at Darlington, and Mineral Point at Belleville. River Ridge is at Riverdale. Here's Riverdale head coach Jeff Johnson.
Yeah, they are. They're 1-3 this year, but you got to understand, they lost to Fenimore by less than a score. They lost to Potosi last week by less than a touchdown, and they lost to, I believe, Blackhawk. you know, all-ranked teams. So, unfortunately, they're probably ready to get after somebody, and we're probably a target.
Riverdale hosting River Ridge tonight. Others in the area, Reedsburg at Holman, Westby at Viroqua, Mauston at Adams Friendship, Lakeside Lutheran at Sauk Prairie, and Onalaska at Baraboo. In eight-player football, North Crawford plays at Monticello this afternoon, Oneiwok Weston at Belmont, and Kickapoo LaFarge at Highland during the fifth week of the high school football season. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. Spare Parts had an 18-27, Holy Rollers 1,801, 10 Pins and Gutter Pals with a 17-60 each, High Rollers had a 671, and Spare Parts a 645 and a 628. Top individual series, Marlene Geary 504, Patricia Adams 484, and Makovic a 482. Top game, Vicky Neff 204, Patricia Adams 183, and Makovic and Marlene Geary with 181s. Pat Adams had a 5-10 split pickup, and Judy Shireman a 5-7 in the Coffee Clutch League. And from last night's All-Star League, week four of the season, Turbo's Bar and Grill 29-22, Jones Collision Center 2908, TKO Barbecue at 2859. Team Game Honors, Jones Collision Center at 1034, Turbo's Bar and Grill 1023, TKO Barbecue at 1005. Also the high bowler for the individuals, Travis Bushley is 722, Kevin Genthy 700, Jordan Slaney 156 over average, and a 690. Kevin Genthy had the top score, a 268. Also, the next high game was Ken Nick Sr. and Scott Oman. They each rolled 256s, and Travis Bushley had a 255. Rob McConkie bowled a 587 series, 146 over average in the All-Star League. Christian Yelich went 2-for-4 and collected his 100th RBI of the season. The Brewers knocked off the Angels 5-2 last night. Also, the Cubs lost to Cincinnati 1-0. And in NFL football, the new weekend began last night with Josh Allen throwing 3 touchdown passes, and the Bills secured a 31-21 win over the Miami Dolphins. I am Phil Nee. We'll have more sports with Mike Clements coming up. It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin. Now through September 30th, get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Installed for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor. We'll talk sports with Mike Clements in a moment, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen, State Farm, you can cover what matters most: your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more, and for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mike Clements joins us on WRCO Sports. Well, Mike, the Packers are on the road for the first time this season. What do you think about this game coming up?
You never like to underestimate things. The coaches have been talking all week about do not overlook the Cleveland Browns defense. After two games, that they've already got some rankings where they're like number one. I think it's in run defense and seventh overall. And even though they're 0-2 again, you know. The Browns off to another rough start, but it's going to be the Packers against the Browns on Sunday at noon. I will be there to cover it for you. And yesterday at practice, Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury.
Uh-oh.
You know, they let us in, Phil, now during the regular season. We watched like some drills and then a little bit of passing and stuff. And then when they start to get to 11-on-11, where they're going to start working on, like, on a Thursday, maybe third down plays and, you know, some goal line things, scrimmage, then they kick us out, and we don't get to see any of that. They put up this big black tarp all around the Clark Hinkle practice field now that they spent millions of dollars on, so you can't see it from the rec center, the convention center or something like that. I suppose there's some kid, you know, not posing as a looking to, posing as a spy. He could be flying his toy drone over, take some video. But they're very, very touchy about that stuff. So then we go in the locker room. About 2 hours later, get a notice, hey, it's wrapping up. We stand out there. They open up the doors, and you walk into the locker room. And we're talking to players. And there's even there's a Harold Fennin that is a rookie tight end for the Browns who set like an NFL record in his debut. He's at like 67th pick out of Bowling Green. But, you know, him and Joe Flacco connecting, he had like the most receptions for an NFL rookie in his debut game. Set that in week one. So it's this number 44, and I'm asking like Isaiah McDuffie and some other, I say, are you guys, you know, have you circled this kid? And he goes, oh, yeah. I said, but he's almost like having a Tucker Kraft year, right, or start. And nobody blinked. And then like about 15 minutes after they closed the door, the injury report comes out, and Tucker Kraft, you know, comes up with a knee injury. So ESPN is able to contact their team source or whatever and say, yeah, he went down with a knee injury during practice, and he's under evaluation right now. Then there's a report from the NFL Network later in the day that said, well, I think it's just a tweak. They don't think it's, you know, that he seriously tore something. So the next chance we get somebody from the team to be on the record about it will be about 11 o'clock today when we talk to Matt LaFleur. But that would be a huge setback for the Packers offense.
Oh, man, he looked so good in the last game, too, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, and it's just he's become a bigger target as well, you know, more targets. And, when, you know, once he gets that ball downfield, you know, so you saw Jordan Love try to hook up a couple times with the rookie, Matthew Golden. But, you know, at the start of the game against the Commanders on Thursday Night Football, Jaden Reed, you know, went diving to try and catch what would have been a touchdown pass, and instead, you know, fell hard off to the side and broke his collarbone. So he had surgery on Tuesday to fix both this Jones stress fracture he had in his foot, but just below his left pinky there. That happened during training camp, and the shoulder. So he'll probably be out till November or so, maybe December. He's one of his friends or family sent a video of him. You know, like when you're getting out of the dentist and someone's taking you home and you've been on the laughing gas or whatever, and
right,
you start talking and saying silly things after having your wisdom teeth removed. They showed him coming out of surgery and saying, "We're going to the blanking Super Bowl, man. We're going to go all the way." Like he's having some of that half dream, and that posted that to social media.
Well,
that's pretty funny.
Hopefully it was a premonition there or something.
I hope. Yes, right. He came back from dreamland. He could picture themselves going to San Francisco and winning the Super Bowl.
The Badgers are favorites against the Terrapins. Pretty hefty favorites tomorrow, aren't they, Mike?
Yeah, you know, and the Badgers could use it. From 50,000 feet, just, you know, big picture for Luke Fickell. You know, they got blown out by Alabama, which was expected. I think Alabama was 21-point favorites, and they ended up winning by 28. I mean,
could have been more.
There was no stopping them. And on top of that, the Badgers are out there with their second-string quarterback, and they were having penalties, and so they shot themselves in the foot early on. I think it was up to 28-0 at one point. I don't even know why they schedule games like that sometimes, but whatever. People start saying, "Boy, this program just is not making any progress," and this would have never happened under Barry Alvarez and blah blah blah. And I think that Luke Fickell should be under the hot seat just because it's almost like he's on a second generation of rosters, and you know, I still don't quite understand what the focus of the program is. You know, they have dropped the air raid thing. He was going to come to Madison and change a run game offense that had been working since the early 90s, and it was kind of based on all kinds of things in terms of where Wisconsin is geographically and in the Big Ten and such. And, you know, they've gone through a quarterback every year with injury. So now they've tried to dial that back a little bit, but they're still looking for an identity. They got the Maryland Terrapins, who are 3-0 against, you know, non-Big Ten teams. So this is the first Big Ten game for these two teams tomorrow, and they kick off at Camp Randall tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
The Brewers beat the Angels 5-2, and I've heard, I guess this stat is true, it's the first time in the team history they've been 35 games over 500. How cool is that?
Oh, wow, I had not seen that, yeah. No, they were talking about that was win 94 for them, and I think the season record is 96?
Six, I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, 96, yeah. So they're two wins away from breaking the franchise record of most wins in franchise history. The magic number is now down to four, you know, between wins and losses of other teams where they can clinch the division. But, yeah, they want that. Plus, if they have the best record in the National League, then that, you know, gives them the best seed, I guess, for when they enter the postseason. But they've just got, about like six games left or so, and so the regular season's over with, and they get into the playoffs.
Indeed, that magic number, and the Cubs lost, so that helps that decrease that by two when you win and they lose too, doesn't it?
Yes, yep, yeah, that's right. In your for your division chase, absolutely.
So you provided us the soundbite of Pat Murphy reading the Bob Uecker tribute, which went viral. So what was that all about, Mike?
Well, the Brewers are home last Saturday night. And they win again in, you know, dramatic fashion in the 10th inning, 9-8. And with that victory, they clinched at least a spot of some sort in the postseason. So the game is over with, and then, you know, you go downstairs and you go into the media auditorium, and then Pat Murphy, the manager, will come in and talk to us. So there's kind of a long wait, and then he comes in, and he's kind of dry and everything. It's not like they were, you know, pouring champagne over each other. And he starts answering questions. And at some point, someone says, "Well, you know, you just clinched into the postseason. Was there any kind of celebration in there?" Or he said, "Yeah." And he turns to the PR people. They took a video, right? Yeah. No, they took a video. We'll have that out for you a little bit later on. Oh, okay, great. So then they open up the locker room. Players are interviewed. And then everybody goes home. You know, they got a game the next day. Well, so I stay up because I'm curious to see what this is all about. It's like 1 or 2 in the morning. And then the Brewers website team, they put out a thing. It says, Pat Murphy read a letter from Bob Uecker. That's what it said. So I turn on this video, and there's Pat Murphy saying, "Guys, I got a letter today from Bob Uecker. I want to read to you." And they instead of that silly, you know, pouring champagne over each other and wearing goggles and having to put tarp everywhere, even though, you know, you haven't won the World Series, you're going to the playoffs. They had champagne glasses and they dimmed the lights in the fancy new lighting system in the clubhouse, and so they're all gonna have a little toast. So the guys are holding up their glasses, and Murphy starts reading this letter. Says, "Hey, guys, howdy." And, you know, you probably played that tape, but it's, yeah. And it sounds just like Uecker. "Hey, I'm on the baseball team up here in heaven. It's great. There's no day games after night games. There's this, there's that. And albeit I'm the third catcher on the team," and everybody laughs because it sounds like Uecker. But the thing that really gets me is I back it up, and I'm thinking this might be something really special that, you know, Uecker wrote this letter to Mark Antanasio and says, "Hey, look, if these guys ever get back in the playoffs, read this to them for me. Just save it until then," right? Yeah, I don't want to disrupt the players or Murph or anything like that. So as Murph reads this thing, at one point he starts saying, "All right, well, what a great season you've had. What it must have taken to get there." And then he starts rambling off like ad-libbing. You know, most road games, most wins on the road, most this, most that. And then he says, "But so listen, you know, keep going and play together and, you know, and look out for each other and, you know, good luck or whatever." And he says, "Bob Uecker." And he's getting kind of choked up reading this. And I'm thinking, wow. So I just thought, well, that is just incredible. So, you start looking at the comments in this thing because it's going viral 2 or 3 in the morning. And people are saying, "Well, how could that have been a letter from Uecker? I mean, he's got these current stats in there." And I'm, you know, I couldn't get over that Mark Antonacci was handing him this note. It was all choreographed like that. And I just thought, wow, you know, maybe Euchre wrote this thing, and that's just him ad-libbing. Well, I retweeted, you know, what the Brewers had posted. I had 500,000 views on my little Twitter account. They had 1.2 million by Sunday. The Brewers play a game on Sunday afternoon. They lose, and no one asks them about it. And I got to be back up here in Green Bay, so I couldn't. So nobody asked them about it after the game. It's like, have anybody watched this thing? So, and nobody's writing stories about it. So then Monday, now the thing is just exploding in terms of going viral and people watching it, and people arguing with each other back and forth on Twitter. And finally, Monday afternoon, the team had to put out a word to the beat reporters because they had Monday off. Yeah, the letter that that Pat Murphy read was something he wrote. We want to clarify that he wrote that. It wasn't actually from Bob Euchre. Like, you know? And so then, you know, Murphy had to sort of do a little, what did you think about all that?
Did he not expect it was going to get out to, you know, the media like that? Or
No, he knew that they had shot a video of this moment.
Okay.
And that they were going to release it on the team website and the team Twitter account.
It's a little wacky.
But what I just don't understand is why didn't they just, you know, clarify when they sent it out?
Yeah.
You know, that Pat Murphy wrote a letter, you know, in honor of Bob Euchre, you know, as if Bob had been here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why. I don't know why they didn't make that clear, because a million people thought it was a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, the thing about Murphy is this. What I forgot about is that the guy is a practical joker. You know, when Rhys Hoskins first came to Milwaukee, he wrote him a letter like, "Welcome to the Milwaukee Brewers. Breakfast is at 8 a.m. and we have to, like, you know, he talked to him like a rookie, like he's just coming up from the minors or something. And like, is this guy for real? Like, no, he's constantly pulling your leg. He's constantly the practical joker. You just didn't think that he'd use that moment when they clinched the playoffs and dimmed the lights and to have a seance, right?
Well, whatever he's doing, it's working, right?
Oh, you know, whatever. Other than that, they're going to the playoffs, baby.
You bet. Yeah. And St. Louis this weekend. Hey, Mike, yeah. We've taken a lot of your time. Thanks a lot for joining us today. We'll talk to you
next
week.
Thanks, Phil.
You bet, buddy. Bye-bye. Mike Clemens joining us.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
WRCO Radio in Richland Center, where it is 64 degrees. Our Fresh from the Country Outlook, some brand new releases in country music and more coming up here, plus the number one country song of the land. Straight ahead, courtesy of Julie Caron State Farm Insurance.
Have you been meaning to get a quote with Julie Caron State Farm? Maybe need a nudge? Now's the perfect time. State Farm's auto rates have had a rate decrease in the state of Wisconsin. That means more savings for families, farmers, and neighbors across our community without losing the trusted protection and personal service you deserve. It's easy to start a quote at juliecarons.com or call or text the office today. See how much you could save with this new auto rate decrease. Local, reliable, and always here for you in our community, just like a good neighbor.
A brand new one from Josie Sal from WRCO Radio, singing about a redneck weekend.
Underwear, got the neighbors talking. We don't care, half the people don't even have.
Josie Sal on WRCO and Redneck Weekend. Whatever you have planned, good luck this weekend. From the Lost and Found, we have some lost keys in the area of the Richland Hospital. If found, please call 608-475-6504. 475-6504 if you may have seen those. We have some new stuff, new country along the way, and a song that's been moving well for Chase Matthews these days. It's called Darlin'.
Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you trying to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? Yeah. And if he's just a friend, then tell me why's he always calling? But why's he? You can't play me like a fiddle, girl. See, that's where you went wrong. There's been rumors around this town, and now I know what's going on. You and him, you say you're friends, but we both know damn well. When I ain't around, you're going down. Put you ain't by yourself. Oh boy, in a Ridgeline. And I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe. So, baby, can you tell me? Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you try to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? And if he's just a friend, then tell me why's he always calling? Around the bush so much, you're knocking off the leaves. I got my own thoughts on what's going on when I ain't attending. See what he say when the door closed. You can't see if it don't show. You say I'm overthinking just cause I wanna know. Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you try to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? And if he's just a friend, then tell me why's he always calling. That boy in the Ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me? That boy in the Ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me? Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you try to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? Yeah. That boy in a Ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. But why's he call you darling? Yeah. And if he's just a friend, then tell me why's he always calling? Call you darling.
Chase Matthew on WRCO Radio. Why is he call you darling? We have some cookies to give away today, courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. It has been calculated that over 10 billion of these are sent each day. What are they? It's been calculated that over 10 billion are sent each day. What can they be? 608-647-4155. Good luck. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Happening this Saturday, September 20th at 10 a.m., auction specialist Mineral Point LLC presents a huge auction at 135 Commercial Avenue, downtown Lone Rock. Lunch and restrooms will be available on the grounds. Here are some of the highlights. Tractors and equipment. A Ford 8N gas tractor with 3-point Farmall A project tractor, one-bottom plow, a Speedco 25-ton hydraulic wood splitter, and an Ultimax 4-wheel mobility scooter with charger. Shop tools and equipment. Generac air compressor, large wood lathe, welders, heaters, Honda water pump, generators, panel saw, ground compactor, and more. Building materials, over 160 new 2x10 boards, rough sawn oak lumber, insulation, windows, doors, roofing, siding, trim, electrical supplies, plumbing, ductwork, shelving, skylights, and plenty more to round out the day. Don't miss it. Tractors, tools, building materials, and bargains galore. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. downtown Lone Rock. Brought to you by Auction Specialists and Mineral Point LLC. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop. Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
We do not have a winner in trivia just yet. It has been calculated that over 10 billion of these are sent each day. What could they be? We've had guesses for letters, emails, texts, and cards, and different other guesses, too numerous to mention, but not right. Think a little bit more modern than letters and email. It's been calculated over 10 billion of these are sent each day. 608-647-4155 for the cookies.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with some farmers on a large project. I helped them buy a 100-plus acre farm in Dane County. They only wanted the farmland, so we made a plan and got to work. I worked with surveyors in the county to create and rezone 3 new lots. We sold one lot with buildings at real estate auction, and then I listed and sold the other 2 building lots. Along the way, I got driveway permits, worked with the DNR on potential wetland issues, and sold excess equipment from the buildings at auction. Our legal team handled the paperwork, and our title company partners closed and insured the transactions. The farmers were left with all tillable land the way they wanted it that was almost paid for by the work we did. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
Pick your own grapes at Oakwood Fruit Farm. They're great for juice and jelly. Remember your apples, Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and many more. Sip on fresh apple cider, grab some donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies from the bakery. Tuesday means 10% off all apples that you buy, plus mums, squash, and pumpkins to brighten your porch. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily 9 to 5. Just follow those signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Fall is a busy season. The team at Simpson's Tractor can help you be ready for fall with New Holland, Gale, Land Pride, Myers, and Great Plains equipment. Whether you're heading to the field to harvest this season's crops or you're a contractor with a long list of jobs before the ground freezes, Simpson's Tractor with sales, service, and rental can be just what you need to stay on track this fall. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. There you go. Well, we found our winner. Congratulations. We had several guesses for things such as Facebook and Snapchats and all kinds of stuff. It's been calculated over 10 billion of these are sent each day. They are emojis. There you go. Emojis, which I don't do. They're there. I certainly have access to them, but I guess I don't. A lot of people do. We have virtual or Zoom staff meetings, and all the time people are sending the little hand claps, like, you know, all the time, and or thumbs up, you know, and it's like, come on, whatever, you know. If I want to say way to go or give a thumbs up, I'll give an audio one, you know, because I'm old school, right? But I do think that that poop emoji is kind of funny. I got to give you that. Anyway, that's it for trivia. Congratulations to Dan Davis, our winner of some cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe right here in Richland Center.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Coming up, the number one most played country song. This is a new one from Greg Pratt.
Too many cars in the fast lane, hustling and bustling like it's all the race. Everybody's rushing, getting done by yesterday. Noise on the TV, fighting, screaming, not saying anything. Caught up in the cycle when they should be breaking free. They look at me and say, hey man, what the hell are you doing with your life? Well, I'm sitting on a beach with a beer in the sand. Tried going freestyle, but it's gonna feel good to switch it up and take it slow. And if you find out it ain't for you, then keep on trucking on, it's all good. Don't you worry what I'm up to. When you do it,
guitar in my hand, and I worry about tomorrow. All that's on my mind.
WRCO, and a waste of time. Brand new country sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. And the last order of business is the most played country song across the land. It belongs to Jelly Roll.
Dear Lord, can you help me? I'm falling out of grace. I'm crawling back to heaven from this hell on earth I made. My blood is getting heavy. There's metal in my veins. It's running like the river filled with all of my mistakes. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drum. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. Wondering where and when I fell apart. Oh, I fell apart. I had enough of my demons. Angels only meet you where you are. And I'm in the dark. At least for now, Lord, I ain't losing hope. There's some in these chains. I'm haunted by the lies of every time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows. It's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our 9 o'clock update is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best.